the African Union strongly condemns this cowardly and criminal terrorist attack. We reiterate our full support to MINUSMA in the accomplishment of its mandate and call on the international community to extend all the necessary support to MINUSMA to enable it more effectively address the prevailing situation on the ground.
Is there any assistance coming from the AU mission in Mali as well as the Sahel to assist in finding or ascertaining the perpetrators of this heinous crime?
Well, as you know, there was an AU ECOWAS mission in Mali, which later was rehatted to become a UN multidimensional integrated mission, which is currently MINUSMA. We do have, of course, a civilian presence in Mali called the AU mission in Mali, for Mali and the Sahel, that does mainly political work. But we, of course, wholeheartedly associate ourselves with the UN and with all other stakeholders to ensure that the perpetrators of these criminal and terrorist attacks are indeed held accountable for their criminal actions.
Now, what is the level of commitment of these armed groups towards ending this destabilization or insecurity in Mali's north, especially following the fact that the AU has been a significant factor in trying to ensure the peace talks run smoothly and ensure Mali's territorial integrity is protected?
Well, there are currently talks that are being facilitated by Algeria with the support of the neighboring countries, the African Union, the United Nations, the European Union, and the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation, as well as by a number of other members of the international community. The talks will resume this month in October, and we do hope that they will successfully conclude. And of course, the talks are based on very clear principles: respect for the unity, territorial integrity and sovereignty of Mali, respect for the secular nature of the state, and of course, absolute rejection of terrorism. So these are the basis upon which the talks are being conducted, and we need to ensure that the talks succeed very quickly, that result in an agreement very quickly, because partly the situation of anarchy in northern Mali that is also creating a breeding ground for all terrorist groups and all those who are engaged in transnational organized crime.
How can these attacks on these UN peacekeepers be prevented so that these peacekeepers would do their jobs?
I would like, on behalf of the AU, to praise MINUSMA, the uniformed personnel, military, police and civilians for the excellent work being done in the very challenging condition. I think they are displaying a high level of commitment and determination to perform their mandate in support of Mali. And every support should be availed to MINUSMA to enable it help Mali stabilize the situation in the north and address the underlying causes of the crisis that affected the country about 2 years ago. We believe it is critical that support in terms of equipment be availed to MINUSMA to enable the mission to more effectively discharge its mandate. I think that is absolutely critical, but we are confident that members of the international community will spare no efforts in ensuring that MINUSMA is indeed given all the support it needs to discharge its mandate in Mali.